Van Dyck, The Portrait of Lady Anne Wentworth. This drawing is by the Flemish painter and portraitist Sir Anthony van Dyck. It is a study for the portrait of Lady Anne Wentworth. Lady Anne married John Lovelace, who was the second Baron Lovelace of Hurley. The portrait was sketched before she was married in 1638. It was made using black chalk with white highlighting, and the exact date is not certain, 1636 or 1637. What strikes the viewer about this drawing is the woman's posture. She is actually standing upright, proud and self-confident. Her hair falls on her shoulders and is held at the top by a ribbon around a lace cap. The woman is wearing an elegant, elaborate dress tied at the waist, with ribbons and ample sleeves. Her gaze is turned toward the left-hand side, and her expression is hard to define. Van Dyck was considered one of the greatest masters in portraiture. He developed a method for sketching that allowed him to reproduce the subject's features, and he had an almost unique ability to capture his patron's inner feelings and express them in his portraits. He made his subjects look more elegant and much more beautiful or handsome than they actually were. He elongated his subjects to enhance their height. He lit their skin so as to make it glow and appear flawless. He placed them in elaborate and elegant settings. He included symbolic accessories which flattered them and created movement, with long flowing draperies of fine silks and velvets with vibrant colours and patterns. His ability lay in his results, which left no doubt as to who the person was, only showed them at their best, in many cases better than their best. It was thanks to this ability in portraiture that he achieved a huge popularity in the Low Countries, as well as in Italy and in England. His style and skills in formal portraiture are still emulated today.